ahead with one idea that I had, and I went through doing like all the paperwork, which I hate doing paperwork. I hate trying to figure out the legal stuff, the city, county, all that stuff. And I did it. Like it's so just not me. Like I don't do that kind of stuff. So it's like everything as of right now is all like in the government's hands, like them processing everything. But I've done everything on my end that I could do for where I'm at on my idea right now. So that's like, it's just almost strange for me, really.
Isn't that so cool? As we, this firstly, thank you for sharing that piece. Firstly, we have quite a lot of people that do meditation that are universal sphere practitioners, or and the ones that I've talked to, which is quite a few of them, they say they still do their meditation practice, but they do spheres first because they get deeper in their meditation in doing a sphere. And you know, a couple of them say, like, I've been doing sphere meditation for like 10 years and I've never got this deep before. And so they do their spheres first and then they continue on with their meditation practice. So I love that. Keep using that. It really is powerful because, you know, as a meditation, again, there's lots of meditations, lots of different ways, but we are calming the mind so we can be present for ourselves. And also in that presence, we're starting to open up to our higher selves, that intuition piece, that knowledge that downloads. And that's exactly what the universal sphere is designed to do. It's a tool to accelerate our ascension. It's designed to help us remember we're multidimensional beings, we're connected with the universe. And so it's that's why when you get a sphere, you're being connected multidimensionally. And so of course you're now in a physical form embodying your higher selves. So that's why you feel so much calmer, so much more peaceful. They're starting to come in and be an influence in you right now in the physical form. So what a perfect way to do that, and then go into a meditative practice and keep going. So, and the solution energy comes forward to help you do things that you haven't or battled with before. That's pretty common too. It changes our vibration. So we even though we know we don't like doing taxes and stuff, we just get it done. You know, it changes us in that way. So, I mean, one of our instructors, he's super thin. Was a very shy person. He's not now. He signed up to a naked event in Canada the other day, you know, because he said, "I'm so afraid of my body. I would never go to a naked event, and I'm going to do it because it's going to break me out of my comfort zone." And you know, he did. You know, good on him. That's so cool. You know, he's doing stuff. He goes on CTV, Canada TV now, and he's, you know, as before the guy was quiet little whisper, you know, now he does fundraising events now. He's just rocking it. And if you ask him, he'll say most of it's due to the sphere. It's what he shifts him. So anyone else would like to share? Thank you, Amanda, for sharing that. Bruce, you're unmuted. Please go ahead.
I meditate every day, and I've done a sphere once, at least once a day, and sometimes twice a day. And I find it really powerful. And I've meditated for a number of years. So this is, just really, I'll try doing it, actually doing it first before meditation. That's a good plan. But no, it's been fabulous.
Thank you for that, Bruce. We have quite a lot of Reiki healers as well. And the Reiki healers say no one knows about universal spheres, so they're not so successful advertising with spheres. But what they do is they use, when they do the Reiki practice, they do spheres first. And then they do their Reiki session. And every single one of them says, it's so cool. One lady said, you can get everything in 7.5 minutes with the universal sphere that you can in a 45-minute session with the Reiki. And this is not poo-pooing Reiki because it's really important. And all of them do this universal sphere sessions first. Then they do their Reiki sessions. They find their clients are just so much more relaxed. And they tell their clients now, and the clients say, yeah, I want a sphere first, you know? So it just becomes part of that as well. So again, seems to work first, you know, but again, my suggestion, play with it, see what happens. Okay. So, and that's really for people that are practitioners anyway. You know, I guess you could play the recording, but we encourage people to learn how to do it because then you can use it for whatever you want. So, anyone else have anything to share before we jump into the next little piece? We all good? Okay, perfect. Oh,
Say
Anita, go
something
ahead.
fast. I haven't done any spheres. I wanted to do one a day and haven't done any. But my energy level is so high.
I'm producing now like mad, doing things that I've been, you know, procrastinating and having a hard time to really get out of my hands. And I've done a lot in this week and a half, or I don't know when we met last.
25th. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a lot going on here.
So thanks. Sorry to jump in. Thank you for sharing, Anita. I will be honest here. The sphere affects us differently in whatever we're doing spheres for, because what it's doing is it's offering a buffet of solutions up to our soul. So our soul suddenly presented with a larger variety of high vibrational options than it normally has at its disposal. It's always there. Everything's connected. But what's happening is we're opening up to new possibilities that at least at our mental level, at this third dimension, we're not necessarily even aware of, okay? Because it's meant, this is a tool to bring us to 5D and beyond. So we have to let go of the old limitation of 3D and embrace a more unlimited aspect of physical form in 5D and beyond, okay? We're not just going to 5D, we're going beyond. So it can affect us in particular ways. So you needed energy because you needed to get a lot of stuff done. So that's what'll happen. I had a client yesterday that... She's you know, trying to move into a new home and bits and pieces. And what happened is her frustration level increased. Okay, so you and I now humanists are thinking, oh, frustration. Well, the sphere's not doing a very good job, is it? Well, it is. Because what happens is sometimes if we need motivation because we're stuck in our stuckness, we need something to motivate us. So our soul is using the emotion of frustration to get her moving to what she needs to do to make the changes in herself, make the changes in her life. So this is what I'm suggesting for everyone. And for those of you that haven't joined us today, because there's several others. And when you're receiving the spheres for something, keep your eyes open to new possibilities that you hadn't even thought of. Generally, here's the problem. Here's the steps. Here's the solution. This is what our mind goes to. With the spheres, about 40 or 50% of the time that happens. But literally 50 or more percent of the time, really cool things happen that you hadn't even thought of. Okay. And it comes in sometimes form that you hadn't thought of. So Anita needed to get stuff done, whether you were aware of that or not, but I'm sure you were. More energy came in to help with that. So the mind hadn't thought, oh, I need more energy so I can be more, you know, energized and get more done. And maybe you did, but, you know, that's kind of how it works. When you're thinking about getting a new house and bits and pieces, like my client yesterday, she's thinking of the new house. She's not thinking of the frustration piece. So it comes in different ways, but remember it's our soul that's driving the bus here. So the mind at this level isn't driving the bus, it's the soul. So the universal sphere brings us into a greater alignment with our highest potential, and it'll use whatever tools, emotional, physical, the world, situations, people, places, events, everything to make that happen. So, you know, it can come in incredible ways. We had clients that wanted to sell their house and buy other houses, for example, and it's been on the market for one client, 3 and something years. It's a multi-million dollar home, no sales. They paid us to do 3 spheres. Within 2 weeks, they had a bidding war and actually sold it for more money. But it wasn't quite that simple because they had a combination of 3 houses. They wanted to buy one, they had 2 to sell. And it all happened in the opposite order. And their minds were swimming because it's like, we can't get into this much debt to buy this new house when we haven't sold these others. And we just said, trust the spheres, it'll happen. Everything fell into place and everything was perfect. So this is helping us get beyond our limitation of our mind. And these spheres will work with us in that way, push our boundaries a little bit to help us get into that space. Because that's what it's doing. It's very intelligently helping us move to 5D and beyond, where we're way more limited. We're learning to let go of that limitation of 3D, okay? So just some things to keep an eye out for when you're going. All right. So thank you for sharing. Thank you for being patient and let me explain a few little bits and pieces. Does anyone else have any questions before I just touch into how to prepare for the spheres we're about to do? We all good? Okay. So again, I'll just touch on this again for people that have just joined us today. When you're receiving the spheres in a session, we would like some help with something. It could be anything, could be health, could be, you know, job, could be family. What the best way to receive and work with the universal sphere is to move beyond the form to the experience. Because remember, we're dealing with what the soul is driving the bus here. So the soul's immortal. It has, you know, thousands and thousands of lifetimes. It can come back and, you know, so it doesn't care too much about the physical, the house, the car, the bicycle. It cares about the experience and the growth. So when we're working with the multidimensional aspects of ourselves, we look beyond the form. So if we just take the house piece as an example, because I mentioned it a bit earlier, what does a new house give me? A new house will give me security, happiness, joy, safety, you know, a wonderful view, peace. So you move beyond the physical form and you start to move to the experience that the soul is actually desiring, which is why you're desiring a new house, because the soul would like a new experience. Okay, so the soul is using desire to inspire us to manifest as a divine being in physical form. So when you look beyond, you're then also taking yourself out of the limitation, because I want that house on that hill that has that view of that beautiful lake. Okay, so suddenly you've put the universe in chains, because you said to the universe, whatever magic you've got, it has to equal that. So suddenly the universe is doing its best, but it may or may not happen, or if it does, it'll potentially take quite a while. If you say about, I want a beautiful house with a view, suddenly you're opening up to infinite possibilities. Okay. And this is where we're going as infinite beings. As we remember our multidimensionality, we must learn as manifestors to start to open up to this infinite possibility. So when you start to move to the experience rather than itemized pieces of the form, you're then allowing the experience to come to you in whatever is the best and highest form for you that includes your higher selves and your soul. Okay, so we're not just limiting our manifestation to what we feel is right in our limited consciousness in physical form. Does that make sense for everybody? Yeah? Okay. So when I'm doing the spheres today, I'm doing the spheres for the group. The cool thing is that we're working with such a high level intelligence here that it's working with all of you, but it's working beyond that, because it's connecting you to the unified field, the field of infinite possibilities. And so everything is connected. So when you desire something, the sphere is not only working with you vibrationally and emotionally and physically, but it's also working with, you know, real estate agents and people that'll come to look at the house and things to get done with getting the house nice and tidy and weather and all those sorts of things. So it's, you know, in that example, it's working in multiple ways, multiple forms, as well as energetically. So the energetic part's actually one, the larger part, but most of us don't tend to notice that. So today, think of something that you'd need some help with. I'm going to do probably three spheres today, okay? So you can do the same thing for all three spheres, or if you have three things that you'd like some help with, you can then just go to the form, the experience, sorry, that you'd like to experience for each of those three as we do it, okay? And as you do so, what's happening, the spheres dissolving, whatever's in your aura, your energy, your conscious, your subconscious, that part of you that's holding on to whatever's not aligned with what you're desiring, okay? This is the cool thing. In the old ways, we would find out where we're broken. We'd fix that brokenness. We'd find the next piece of broken. We'd fix that brokenness. That's great. That works. But it's a long journey because there's lots of fixing. The universal sphere, we're short-tracking the whole process. Because we're going to 5D and beyond, we can. You just focus on what you desire, and everything else just literally gets dissolved in your dust. So we're short-tracking this whole process. May sound too good to be true for those of you that do a lot of work on our brokenness. Believe me, it's really true. It's so cool. As you experience this now, you'll see it within yourself. You just focus on, because as divine beings, whatever we put our energy of our consciousness on, we manifest more of. So if we focus on brokenness, we create more brokenness. The universe loves us, so it'll give us whatever we desire. Okay. And our desire is really where we're putting our energy. That's how we're kind of, one would say, voting or you know, creating. So just focus on the experience in the highest and best. When you're receiving today, if the mind pops in and says, oh, I can't do this, or this may not happen, give your mind a nice little pat on the back or pat on the head or whatever, and ask it to step aside, because we're dealing with more than just the 3D mind here, and it can observe, and it's a part of you, so it never gets ignored. But the truth is, just keep your focus back onto the wonderfulness of that which you desire, the experience. Okay. So in the case of the house, feeling safe, enjoying the view, you know, feeling, you know, this new experience that you're having. So as you keep your focus on that while you're receiving the sphere, you're really amplifying that part. Does that make sense with everyone? Okay, super easy. So raise your hand if you've got something you want to work, you've got something to work with, and you're ready to go with the universal sphere. Okay, super cool. We're all good to go. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to stop the recording and then start it again. So when you go back to the replays, you can go through this bit of video of me talking, but you can also just come back to just the sphere part. So let me just.